Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, we have a fun show for you. We talked about being that house where all the kids come, and then you have like $125 per shopping trip to provide snacks.
Right.
And then a bunch of other stuff.
Yes. Oh, and we got a little sexy at the end.
Yeah, we did.
But first, let me tell you, did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies?
No.
That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So, what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, it's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a time, better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Hi, guys. I'm Max Dubrow, and I'm so excited to be hosting a new podcast called I'll Give It to You Straight-ish. Some things you can look forward to hearing on the show are conversations about coming out as bi, the LGBTQ plus community, and growing up in the age of technology. You'll also get to know my whole life story and all the drama, don't worry, including growing up on The Real Housewives and having to deal with severe social anxiety on the daily. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or anywhere else you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's a great day.
It is.
It's Friday. Let's say hi.
Let's say hi to our pals.
To our party people. Carrie Berry. Woo!
Woo! Woo!
You all
That's
say the name and then you do your
yeah.
mom. Okay. Valerie Fenwick.
All of that of Valerie.
Woo! Sarah Stefano.
Oh, that's my girl. Stefano. She's a paisano.
Erin Landis.
Well, she's a... She's who dis?
Kelly Luther.
Woo!
Hiro Yamashita.
Oh. Oh, no.
Krista Stroop.
What's up, Krista?
Rachel Newcomb.
Old Comb, Newcomb.
Gabby Fonseca, Missy Schaefer.
Well, those are two. Are they giving me a headache?
Liz Elsasser.
What's up, Liz?
Stephanie Stinker Rinker.
Stephanie, she's a stinky.
Ishan Vajpayee.
Vajpayee, Ishan, what are you going to make him for dinner?
Rebecca Lubin.
Oh, she's a cute one.
Kelly Brandt.
She's not your aunt. I'm kidding.
Randy May Ames.
Randy, what's up with the blue hair?
Angie Saldivar.
Oh, that Angie, she's a sexy girl.
Michelle McKibben.
What's up, Michelle?
Amy Hunt.
No, don't call her that other thing.
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Those are two are going to give you a headache, too.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks, Helen.
I'm scared people are going to love it so much. They're going to be like, please do that every time.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to get tired of it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
what's
happening, Stephanie?
Okay, I wrote down... On Tuesday's show,
yes,
we had so much to talk about.
Right, the saga continues.
The saga. Oh,
yeah,
yeah. So I got a text between shows. Okay, so on the first episode earlier this week, I told you that Xander had a not yet
right.
in history. And then we – and he was having a full-on meltdown and got so mad he called Sadie a Karen and pushed
right.
her.
His sister Karen. Yeah.
You're being a Karen. So he just wrote his teacher just changed his grade to an 88. And I wrote,
nice.
Oh, good. Was it a mistake? And he said, yeah, it was. And then, of course, because I'm me,
that's
I wrote,
good.
Well, hopefully you can pull it above a 90 soon. And he wrote, yeah, it was because I got a 1 out of 2 on an exit ticket. I'll pull that grade up.
Oh, good. That's nice.
So you see?
I like that he's worried about his grades. That's a good thing.
It wasn't worth, though. I have been dealing with a lot of very emotional kids having to do with school and grades.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to decide, is it – okay. I think I'm going to talk about this on Patreon.
Okay.
But my kids have been crying a ton about math.
Oh,
about
really?
Math, yes. And they feel like they don't understand it. And I emailed the teacher about it, which I'll talk about on Patreon.
Okay.
Only because I just feel like it's not even like that it's that private or that it's anything bad. I just – you know what?
You know. I know how it goes.
You can find out that somebody told somebody and they're like, that's
right.
personal business between you and the teacher. That's
right.
not for your –
No, it's not
for your little radio show.
Yeah, I know. You and your radio show. And I got called to the principal office.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
But I wasn't going to – I'm not suggesting this teacher get a pellet or anything.
Right.
It's all good.
God.
But I'll tell you on Patreon.
Okay.
But anywho.
Get a pellet. Oh,
listen,
God.
I can see the puss on you over the Zoom.
Right.
You know, I see what's going on over there.
You may need some hormones.
Yeah, listen, you can adjust the temperature in your
right.
house however right. you want it.
Right.
So,
but that attitude, you might need a little supplement to get you through the day.
Yeah. Listen, when I stop getting my period, about 30, you're like, what? I'm 35 years old. Whatever.
Whatever.
Point is, seems like your hormones are out of whack.
Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe I said that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, I think my kids are emotional, but then I'm like, maybe it's because I don't make them go to bed at any sort of maybe my kids are tired.
Oh, really? You think that's it? Yeah.
Well,
what time do they go to bed? Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable.
Like,
here.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. No, lie to
like
me.
Like 11.
11? What's wrong with that? They're.
Well, they're 12.
Oh. Well, 11's not that bad. Why? What time do they have to get up?
I mean, I feel like they're getting enough sleep. They, you know, their class starts at 8:45 and they get up at the crack of 8:40.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they're getting a 9 hours.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's good. Yeah. I know.
And then on the weekend – all right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
So Sadie had a sleepover this weekend.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah. And the mom may listen to the show. She listened to my other show.
Oh, okay.
So – which is fine.
Yeah.
But you know – so I'm just trying to make sure that I say the story in a way that doesn't make Sadie look bad. But she's had been friend challenged. A
right.
little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she had her one friend named Layla that I've openly talked about. That's not a made-up name. She loves Layla.
Yeah.
Layla's a great kid.
Yeah, I like Layla.
Fun. She's a little spark plug. She's
yeah.
like always up for anything. She's just like a sweet kid.
Right.
But for some reason, and I don't know what it is, Sadie like texts her and she just leaves her on read. As the kids say,
mm-hmm.
you know, she reads the text and then doesn't respond.
Uh-huh.
And then Sadie will come to me, and Sadie isn't like a big complainer about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Xander will have more meltdowns
right.
about stuff.
Yeah.
Sadie just sort of like
she keeps it to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I'll start to notice that she's a little down, and then
mm-hmm.
I'll find out like, well, doesn't really feel like she has any friends.
Mm-hmm.
Her sort of closest friend. Is I think I told you this on a previous show, is super COVID. Like she has pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
And the kid. And so the mom is super careful. I don't think that she's left the house
yeah.
once since March. And the
one siblings, that kid?
She has an older sister, Albie's age.
Okay.
I don't think either of them are leaving the house,
mm-hmm.
but especially the younger one. And one time, remember I told you Sadie went to their house and they were allowed to sit outside with masks
yeah.
on 6 feet apart
yeah.
and like chit-chat for
right.
a couple hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time she's seen her. And I've tried
Does
to
she, Does she like talk? Do they talk on the phone or anything?
Like, they do they?
Yeah,
they
FaceTime. So they stay in touch.
Yeah, they're in touch, but it's just not the same as you never get to see your friend. It's almost like she moved.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So then she had the other friend, Layla, who's like leaving her on red. And I don't know who what Layla's doing, why she's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, I would contact the mom
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, want to get the girls together? And then the mom would get back to me and go like, yeah, sure. Bring Sadie over.
Right.
Whatever. I'll bring Layla over. And so that was great.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sadie was like, Mom, I've texted Layla so many times and she doesn't text me back. I can't text her again. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, do you want me to reach out to her mom? And she's like, no. It's embarrassing. Like, no. Like, obviously she doesn't want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Because she's not responding, or she'll give like a one-word answer.
Mm.
But they did not get in any sort of fight. There's no falling out. So
maybe the other friend is just, you know, I don't know, feeling low too about the whole situation being – yeah, I don't know.
No, because the other one was being allowed to go do stuff all the time.
Mm.
Okay. But anyway, I hate that because – do you remember I told you that Sadie was friends with Layla? Like in third or fourth grade, they were really good friends.
Yeah.
Then Layla decided Sadie's grade school experience was horrible.
Right.
I know I talked about it a lot when she was in grade school, but at the time I didn't have the objective view of it either. I was always trying to go, do you remember I was always like, what's going on with Sadie? It's something about Sadie maybe, you know, is
right.
she perfect? Is she too sensitive? Is she excluding herself? Is she – but looking back at it now, I think some of those girls were straight up bitches.
Yeah.
Even though they were in elementary school.
Yeah.
From everything that I kind of know now and even hearing Layla talk about it, like
mm-hmm.
these girls were talking behind Sadie's back. They were telling Layla, like, don't be friends with Sadie or
–
yeah, it was just not nice.
No.
The stuff that was going on.
Right.
And I'm so glad she's out of that environment. She's a much different kid now. Just much happier and
– that's nice.
More herself and
– kids grow out of that kind of stuff, I think, sometimes.
I think it was all about blending.
Yes.
And Sadie was like the girl with the different color hair and, you know, and she just – I told you some of these girls wore the headbands with like the cat ears or the headbands with the two pom-poms.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And Sadie thought that was dumb.
She like, did?
Yeah. She was just – and there was one girl who – that's all she did. That was like her signature and she was really popular. And bitchy.
Right.
And one of those
it
things
seems like
where
she would be bitchy.
So bitchy, but
that.
So polite to
mm-hmm.
grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mrs. Carolla. Uh-huh. How are you? And so everybody thought she was so lovely,
right.
but I saw how she acted.
Right.
But anyway, so times have changed. Sadie's out of that situation, and I get it.
Yeah.
But I still see and hear kind of like Layla sort of unfriended Sadie in elementary school. And it was super hurtful to Sadie, even though she didn't really talk about it a lot.
Right.
And then in fifth grade, kind of reemerged as like, oh, I think I could be friends with you again. And remember I told you she came over once and was like, why didn't we not talk for so long? Like, why weren't we friends in fourth grade? And it was like, you fucking know why you
right,
guys weren't
right,
friends.
Right, right, right.
You stopped being friends with her.
Do you think she's like this new hot and cold? She seems like a little hot and cold.
Oh, my God. Sadie literally said that.
Really?
Yeah. She said she's hot and cold.
Yeah, she is.
When she's hot, she's calling her all the time and they're hanging out. And when she's cold, there's no rhyme or reason for it. They have no falling out. Nothing weird happens. They could have had like a great time together.
Right.
And then just – they
just radio silent?
Yeah.
And then that's that.
And all summer – I was always the one reaching out to the mom and saying, do you want to get them together? Not one time did the mom ever say like, hey, what's Sadie up to? Not once.
Mm.
So I had to agree with Sadie that it's probably not the best for me to continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. So this leads me to new friend.
Oh, nice.
New friend. Who dis? I told you about her last weekend because last weekend or 2 weeks ago. They had a really good time together. And the girl came over and they played really well together. That sounds so cheesy. Like they're 12. Like they played well.
No, I know what
you
mean.
But, you know, it's COVID, so we're all home.
Right.
So I
– how is she going to call it? They hung out well together, you know.
So this girl is like a little tornado.
Mm-hmm.
A tornado of fun.
Right.
So let's call her Tori.
Okay.
So Tori came over and she is just – she's probably a little ADD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just assuming because she's always going.
Right.
And if her mom is listening – she knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
She
like,
knows.
Her kid is very, like, but here's the thing. It totally works well for Sadie because she loves somebody.
I was just going to say that.
Full of ideas.
Yes.
And Sadie doesn't want to make all the – call all the shots.
Right.
She wants somebody to come in
she's
and go,
well,
here's
that,
what
yeah.
we're doing. I think I told you this last time.
Right.
So they went swimming and they did this and the girl came in, was like immediately just like they're yelling, running around the house. And so – this time, Sadie went to her house for a couple hours so they could be without Xander.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came – so they were over there for like 3 or 4 hours and then they came to our house. And I was – it was so great because she's like a – she's like an amusement park in
right.
one kid.
Right.
Even though
That's
the
awesome.
Kids did get tired by the next day because she slept over and they were like, okay. But she stayed until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
Oh, that's nice. That's
yeah.
great.
So because
– I love a kid like that.
Love it.
Yeah.
And I can – Sadie, it's like the best thing to hear your kid laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie's not a huge laugher. Like it takes a lot to get
right.
her in a great mood.
Right.
You have to work for it with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like – I told you. She's like a cat. Like
right.
I have to speak her language. I have to go, hey, want to dye your hair today? Like that'll get a smile.
Right.
You know, but very little really excites her. But
right.
this girl makes her laugh so hard.
Mm.
They're crying laughing.
That's so nice.
All afternoon, all evening. I order a bunch of food. I love the girl because she's not shy at all.
Yeah, I know. I love that kind of kid too.
Just tells you what she wants.
Yeah.
The only downside, like I said, is that she's has too much energy.
Uh-huh.
And it – but eventually – I mean they didn't go to bed till like 2 in the morning.
Right.
But I was like, this is the kind of friend Sadie needs.
Yes.
It's like built-in excitement.
Yes.
She has a great time. By the time the girl goes home, they're all tired, but they've had like – they feel like they've had a weekend.
Right, right. Yeah, I know.
Without
it's nice.
Having to go places.
Yeah.
It's all I had to do – was order a bunch of Domino's, you know, so they could just eat a bunch
right,
of food.
Right.
They watched The Circle on Netflix.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
They had fun. But then this is the thing about me that I'm trying to keep in check, but I think you'll get it.
Uh-huh.
But like I'm always trying to
offering
think of ways.
The
yes, like, I'm like, hey, in the morning I went to Dunkin' Donuts
because
I'm like, I want this to be like, hey, I turn into that. Like, I'm the cool mom.
Right.
Like,
you're
it's
dancing.
Gonna be so fun here.
Yeah.
You're gonna want to come back here all the time.
Right.
You're gonna be thinking about Sadie when you're not around, going like, when can I see Sadie again? Her house is so great. Oh my god, I have the best time.
Her
with Sadie.
Mom is awesome. Yeah, totally.
It's like I'm so scared. It's like I'm. It's like it's a new guy I'm dating.
Right.
I'm like, you're going to think I'm the greatest girl.
Yes.
You're going to want to marry me. I'm like that,
totally.
But with my daughter's friends.
Did you ever
so
think
scared.
that was going to be your
never,
life?
Never, never.
Fucking singing and dancing for these little kids, you know? Like, who would have thought?
I know. Remember years ago, I had the across the street neighbors that were always at our house.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have to work hard for them. Like,
right.
I enjoyed being the house that people congregate at.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Yes.
But remember, I'd be like, these little bitches come over and crawl up and get in my pantry and they never ask for permission and they're just getting it, making themselves
right.
at home. And I'm like, if you're hungry, why don't you have a snack at your own house,
yeah.
which is 14 steps
right.
away from our front door.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. But
right.
now it's so funny. I'm like the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like, come to our house. You got a snack? I got snacks. What do you mean?
Talkies?
I'll go to the store right now. Make a list. It's ridiculous.
I know. Well, you know
what's wrong with me? I'm so scared they're not going to – I'm never going to hear from them again.
That's
I'm like
you're being a good mom.
I'm like worried that like the guy's never going to call me.
Right.
But now I'm like worried that the girl's not going to text. Hey, did Tori text you?
Did she have fun? What'd she say? Did she like what I got her?
Did she make future plans?
Right. When's your next date?
Make sure she calls you by a Wednesday if she wants
right.
to see you Saturday.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But even if she calls you Friday, that's okay. You're available.
Right.
What has happened to me?
It's awesome. I mean, that's, you know, you're being a good mom. That's you got it. This is how it is now. You know, that's our life. It's our life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had like Natalia and her, she's got the three friends that she sees all the time. Then she's got those two boys. So then she's like, can they come over on Saturday? And I was like, I don't know. There's something when there's the three girls is fine, but then you add in the two boys. All right. You know, I'm okay. Because listen, it's quarantine. Like, I feel for them. They need to see, they need interaction. Okay.
I agree.
One of them is Andy, the kid that got in Italian trouble.
Oh, okay. Is he one of them?
Yeah, he is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So Noah, Andy, right?
Right. And then Natalia's two little other friends. So they came over and I said, but like how long? Here's the thing with her. Everybody come to my house. You're going to eat, drink, sleep at my house. It's going to be a free for all. You're going to have breakfast here. You're going to have lunch here. You're going to have dinner here. And you're going to have all the snacks you want. That's what happens. So on a Friday, I go grocery shopping. I bring home, you know, snacks and stuff for the weekend. Gone by Monday morning. Sunny had like one half of a bag of Cheez-Its. And that was about, you know what I mean? Like they
Where do they put it all?
I don't know.
And you go to the grocery store and you spend like $90
exactly.
on, you know, some poop bags for the dog and like some snacks.
Right.
And you're like, how did I just spend all this money? And then it's all gone.
It was like I threw a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, her.
This is my life too.
Yeah. It's like empty. There's no more of this. There's no more of this waters. We're done without. We're out with
then
this.
You're like, how did we go through a gallon of milk?
Right.
And then you find out they were like making milkshakes.
Oh, like, my God. God.
Or smoothies, but what?
Oh, my God. I get a text from Natalia on Saturday around 4 o'clock. Text meaning I'm upstairs. She's downstairs. And she goes, just so you know, me and Josephine are walking to McDonald's, but the rest of them are staying here. They're having a cooking contest in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
And I know that Adam had to, like, exercise and get ready. And he had to – oh, yeah, we haven't talked about our – we haven't done an ad.
Yeah.
Should we
okay.
do an ad? All right.
All right.
And I'll talk.
Okay.
So hello, Tushy.
Hello, Tushy.
Hello, Tushy.
Do you have a vagina? This is literally the ad they
I
want
know.
Us to say. Do you have a vagina and a butthole? Like, we're like, our kids, and they're having play dates. Do you have a vagina and a butthole?
Oh, my God.
Then this ad is for you. We didn't have to say that, but I thought you guys deserved
it. Yes. Did you know it's hard to believe that when we go to the bathroom in this country, most of us wipe instead of wash?
It's so archaic.
I know.
It doesn't have to
what
be
are we,
this
cave
way.
Women and men? I know.
Get a bidet. Come on, people.
Yeah. Hello, Tushy. It's a modern bidet attachment. Okay. These things are very much worth it, by the way, because it's nice to have in your house. And, you know, especially if you're a woman and you get your, you know, monthly whatever.
Right.
It's a good thing to have.
Humble brag.
Yeah. Right. And it gives you – so you can just – you don't have to have a plumber do it. You can just attach it. There's no – it requires no electricity or additional plumbing. It cuts toilet paper use by 80%. And it, you know, it and it also
it pays less, for itself in a couple of months.
Right. Exactly. Less irritation and infection. You know what a bidet is. It's easy and it comes in 9 different colors. So you can match it to your toilet.
Yeah. And people swear by it. You swear by it. You have this.
So I'm saying I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. All you have to do is go to hellotushy.com/FCOL to get 10% off. This is a special offer just for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/FCOL for 10% off. hellotushy.com/FCOL.
Because you deserve better than a douchebag. That's on their copy.
Also, care.com.
Care, don't care. Care.com.
Listen. Care.com is going to be a lifesaver for you as a mom.
Yes.
You need childcare.
Right.
Plus, you probably need other stuff too. When you're busy and you're trying to juggle, especially these days, you're trying to juggle work, your home, you're trying to deal with the kids, schooling, you might – maybe you need a dog walker. But maybe you need somebody – you probably do need somebody to be home with the kids, watching them while they do
That's
their
right.
schoolwork while you go
yes.
and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
In this time of need, care.com is here to help you.
Yes.
Childcare, nannies, sitters, after school care, it's all here.
You can have them run your errands for you, go grocery shopping for you.
Absolutely.
Right.
I have a premium membership. I use care.com all the time just for little things.
Right.
Because I don't have a regular housekeeper anymore. So sometimes I want to plan ahead a little bit and just have somebody come in
Yes.
like the following week.
Yeah.
Or, you know what else you can get on there? A tutor.
Mm.
All sorts of different things that you need.
Right.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a special offer, 30% off a premium membership. You visit care.com/loud. Or use the promo code LOUD. So to save 30% off a care.com premium membership, visit care.com/loud or use promo code LOUD. So,
okay.
You were saying about – so here's where you were in the story.
Thank
so
you.
So Natalia was like, yeah. Hey, I'm going to run out. They're having a cooking contest.
They're having a cooking contest.
Me and my friend are hightailing it out of here for a little while.
Because we don't
want
any –
Have fun with all my friends.
Right.
Have fun with the gang, Mom.
And clean up that mess. Yeah. And Adam's going to get ready to go. I don't know what he was doing. And he's in the kitchen with like two girls that are giggling. And they're like, excuse me. And they're like going around him. And he's like making his coffee. And I'm just going like, oh, my God. Natalia, why did you leave? Like, where are you going? And who thought it was a good idea? They're like, they tried it. They did a contest. So one of them made an omelet and they cut up onions and cheese and like peppers, and they made an omelet, half eaten. Then another one made like a BLT, like with the microwavable bacon they put in the thing, and then they cut up the tomatoes and the avocado, and they made – like they were making brunch was the theme, I guess, at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And
– Well, at least you didn't have to make dinner.
Ah, that's true. Except Natalia and her other friend went to McDonald's for dinner. Like,
why didn't they have the other kids make them something?
I have no idea. And does it look like I care? All I care was there's a mess and they didn't leave a mess. They cleaned it
all. Oh, they did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those boys are actually better. They're cleaner than the girls, I have to say. They were very respectful. Very respectful. Like, put everything back. I'm like looking in my cheese drawer and, you know, like there's the blue cheese and you like, you know, you open it up and then, you know, they wrapped it up really nicely instead of like just shoving it back in the thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
They put everything nicely away. But it's like, and then, you know, and then they spend the night, not the boys, but then it's like, you know, then there's breakfast. So these kids are at my house and they come over at like 11 and then it's like they're hungry for lunch.
Right.
And then they're hungry for dinner.
Everybody, all moms note to moms, have your kids eat for – don't come over at a time where in 45 minutes they're going to need a meal.
Right, right.
Come over post-meal, and then if things are going well and I want to keep them through the next meal, then I'll take care
I'll
of, the,
take
I'll
care.
Take care
right.
of that meal.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be on the hook for two meals
oh my
that
God.
I wasn't planning on.
Oh,
like,
my
if
God,
if you come
I know.
At 11:30 and you didn't eat
– I'm totally trying to feed these kids all the time. And then the other morning, Sunday morning – they wanted to go, her and her one friend. Like, it starts off on a Friday afternoon and it just keeps going. Like, can she spend the night again? Fine. So now it's Sunday morning, okay? And she's like, Mom, can you take me and Katie to the breakfast place up the street? Oh, my God. Did you hear my stomach?
Yeah, you hungry?
I'm starving.
You want some hard-boiled eggs?
No, thanks. No, when are you going to eat those?
It's my.
They've been sitting there since Tuesday show.
I don't know, Lynette. I guess we'll just have to see what happens. What happens?
So I go, okay. So I drop them. I take them. And sometimes when I leave the house, so my car, my key, I keep in my purse because I don't have to put the key in the thing. So
right.
That's
same
how
here.
Yeah. So I keep it in my purse. But my purse was like somewhere else and I go, oh, let me just take the spare key. So I take the spare key and take her and forgot my purse. And then she was like, you didn't – I'm like, where's your money? And she's like, well, I thought, you know, it's breakfast. You have to pay for us to eat, don't you? Like, why
oh
do I
God,
have to
that's
pay?
That's hilarious.
I know. And I said, sorry, I didn't bring my purse. So, and then her friend goes, "That's okay, Mrs. Carolla. I have money." And I wanted to turn around and go, "Bitch, why didn't you tell me that last Friday when I was buying every, you know what I mean? Like, right. Oh, that's good. I'm, at least she has money." And right. Natalia's like, "No, go home and get it." You see how Natalia is? She wants to be the person that pays for everything, that has the accommodations for everything. And it's like, enough already. I'm glad that you're socializing and you get to have friends and stuff.
Right.
But come on, at what cost? To what end? Are we going to have to continue this? So I dropped them off and her friend paid for breakfast.
Elby has a friend who comes over, her age. I really do. I love this girl. She's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. But it is funny because when she comes over, oftentimes, like she's at our house right now, she comes in the morning. This is only the second time, but you might remember this girl from pre-pandemic, before the schools actually closed, but the kids were home.
Right.
Or maybe right when they closed, but before the city shut down. This girl came every day. Mm-hmm. Every single day, she'd come first thing in the morning, and they would do all their work for the whole – all week long. Anyway, so she's – when she comes over, she spends all day.
Uh-huh.
Elby's never been to her house, not one time.
Yeah, what?
And they've been friends for a while. Never wow. even seen the outside of this girl's house because wow. the mom always comes and gets her at our house. And it's – I'm not complaining about – I don't
right.
think it's just the parents' fault because right. the mom has taken the girls to the beach before a couple of times. Like she – but it's just weird that she'll be at our house all day long and I get the same thing. She'll text me, "Mom, Lizzie and I are hungry."
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so it's just another mouth to feed.
Right, right.
Multiple meals.
Yes.
It's like, okay, so she'll be like, "Can we get sushi from like the grocery store?"
Mm-hmm.
But even that is like,
I know,
$15-$20
right.
to get them some each kid to
oh,
get some
yeah.
sushi.
Yeah.
So last time I was like, no, I go, it's too much. Like, it's just a quick lunch. Can't
right.
you just make a sandwich?
Right.
Well, we don't have anything to make for a sandwich. I'm like, can I just buy some roast beef or some
right,
turkey?
Yeah.
Mom, Lizzie's a vegetarian.
Ah, like, the vegetarians.
Okay. All right. Well, can she have a cucumber sandwich? We don't have any cucumbers. It's
yeah, I know.
It's a lot of brain work.
Right.
And then she's still there at dinner time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would feel
– I know.
It's like,
I
like
know.
You said though. You don't want to go like, well, do you have $10? Like, you could chip in? Because I want – as I said earlier in the episode – I want to be the mom.
Right.
But I have three kids.
Yes.
So if you double – if each kid has a friend over
– right.
That's a lot it's fucking kids.
I know. I know.
That you're feeding.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like sometimes I want some other mom to be like, you know what? It would be like – and I'm not complaining either. But it would be really nice if one time somebody would go, you know what? Mrs. Carolla's had my daughter and a bunch of the kids over at her house, you know, at least twice a month. How about maybe they all come here? And you know what I mean? And
Elby has that.
Two friends that do that, but not as often as I have everybody over. And a lot of it is Natalia, you know, and because we're in quarantine, I feel like I can't say no because they need that outlet.
Right.
So.
Well, I will say Elby has a friend, like it in the opposite defense, I feel sometimes like I always have – like I have a lot of kids at the house, but I don't because they don't have a lot of friends. So when I can have them over, I do. But then Elby has a friend who's the one that invites like the six kids at a time to go
right.
hang out in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because he has a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And – a lot of us don't have a pool
right.
of my little – of Elby's little circle of friends. None of them have a pool. So
right.
this one friend, Ben, hey, we're going to Ben's house.
Right.
And I feel the same thing about Ben's mom. I'm like, I feel bad. Like,
oh.
It's like almost once a week or once every 2 weeks, they all go over there and
yeah.
hang all evening.
Yeah.
You know, and you just made me think like next time I should send her with snacks. Because that would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Send her with like
that's
some
a good
fruit
idea.
Or some popcorn or something that they could kind of munch on.
Yeah.
So that I'm not just like expecting.
Right. That's a great idea. Yeah. I should think about that too. Or maybe the other mom should think about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying for them. Mm-hmm. They should, you know,
yeah,
come over with a snack.
Right.
Each kid brings one snack over, you're kind of good.
Yeah, I know. That would be nice. I know. Yeah, and again, it's like Natalia, you know, she's the one that's calling the shot. Natalia, though, I do have to say she's got tryouts coming up for volleyball. So it's coming up like this weekend.
Oh.
And she wants to get on the travel team. And I'm like, but where are you guys going?
Right.
Ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Then you're going to be paying for that without any actual games.
Exactly. Exactly. So I still want to be like this. These kids, they cost so much fucking money.
Yeah.
She's dying. This is how much she's wants. So she has she has a guy that works at her, like basically works her out, like a trainer.
Right.
That her and her other friend go to, and they do duos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've now been going twice a week. Now her other coach is finally back from wherever she was at her parents' house. She's back in town, and she's seeing her little, you know, her girls one-on-one. So with tryouts coming up, she set it up that – so she's going every single day this week except for Saturday, the day of tryouts. She's even going on Sunday the day after.
Oh, wow.
And she's working out with their coach, Shayna, which is the one that's so tough on her. They both are, but she's a volleyball, you know, coach, and so she's really – she's doing one-on-ones with her, and then starting next week, she's going to do duos. So she's going like every single day, which is great because she needs she needs to get her exercise out, and she loves it, which it's healthy for her. But it's, you know, it is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Because you're also paying for the games, which they're not going to play.
That they're not playing, right.
Right.
So I'm looking into it. I hope they're going to give us a discount for something. You know, they must be. I can't imagine they charge the price that they've always charged. So we'll see. And then there's Sunny.
Swear to God, Lynette, I was going to say, but can I just ask? I mean, it sounds like Natalia's got sports and she's got friends and she's got, and Sunny still doesn't want to do basketball, right?
Mm-mm. He wants to do cross country.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
But then you told him that he needs to sign up, and he didn't, right?
Or did he? We're in the process now of signing up. Yeah, I just found out the person to talk to. So, yeah.
So he's not getting on it, though?
I guess he is. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he's just, you know, he's happy the way just without – I don't know. I mean, he is talking a lot about friends now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I noticed. He's like, you know, Daniel, look at this that Daniel sent me, or look at this that Jensen said, or da, da, da. He's talking a lot about Jensen again. So I think he's interacting more with his friends now that they're back in session, I guess, which is good. He just doesn't want to be a host.
Right.
You know?
Xander plays a lot of video games.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that's kind of cute is he loves Roblox. Oh my God! Did I tell you this last week? So he's, and please don't like call the police when I say this. Do you like a story that's prefaced by "Don't call the police"? You got what?
I got him on speed dial right now.
So he wants to have a YouTube, like a channel for Roblox, so he can show his like Roblox stuff.
Right.
So he's really into. Now I don't get this at all. Like to me, I don't get it. It's a little like Minecraft, I guess. But he builds houses.
Uh-huh.
Not literally, Lynette.
Right?
It's a video game. What if he did, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's literally working as an architect right now. No, but he's really into it. He's really into the whole, like, making houses. And he's always showing me stuff to which I go, wow.
Yeah.
Not having any idea.
Right,
and he's
right.
No, and I added this and I added this anyway. So he wanted to start a thing. And so he has an Instagram now, and it's called Stranger Zan, spelled X-A-N-N.
Okay.
If you want to go follow him, it's really cute, and it would totally like make his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on Instagram and I asked people to follow him because, you know, these kids, they get so
I know. It's all
about – oh, my God, these people are following
right.
me. And he really does have cool – he's putting his designs on his Instagram. So it's Stranger Zan, X-A-N-N.
Okay.
Anyway, he wanted a really cool icon, and he's getting in touch with these people, and I don't know who they are. This is where I think people are going to be like, I'm calling the police.
I see.
I'm totally monitoring it.
Mm-hmm.
He reached out to like a creator, and I think these are other kids around his age.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not adults that are trolling for kids on the internet. I know this because the person he reached out to is another like creator,
right?
In quotes. And the guy got back to him, doesn't have a ton of followers. And Xander was like, I really like your icon or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me how you made it? And the person said, well, I'll make you one.
Oh,
and then did
so
it
nice.
And asked – all he asked for in return was if Xander could give him – well, first he was just going to do it for free. Mm-hmm. And then Xander was like, but I feel like that's really cool. Like can I give you something?
Right.
My virginity? No, just joking. Joking. Very inappropriate.
No, it's
come over. Wait, Xander, you invited somebody over? Well, it's the least I could do, Mom. They made me an
make
icon.
Some sweet tea, Mom.
Get some Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yeah. I've got a friend coming over. Oh, my God. Chris Hansen comes in. You want to take a seat? Listen, Xander, I made him an icon. This is all totally innocent. We're just going to talk. I have a dark sense
of humor.
Do you
know how old Xander is, by the way? Yeah.
Yes. He is only 12 years old. I didn't know. He said he was 16. I mean 18. Anyway, so yeah. Xander says, so this person that he's talking to
mm-hmm.
made him this really cool icon.
That's
and
nice.
And then he was like, Xander was like, can I like pay you or whatever? Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, you could give me an Xbox gift card.
Uh-huh.
Like for 99 cents, for like a dollar, which gives them like – I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I was like, we're not just going to give them a dollar.
Right.
We went to Ralph's and he was so excited about this. I was like, well, let's just go get him like a gift card. I mean, he did you like – if you hired a graphic artist, like I couldn't do this thing for Xander and neither could John.
Right,
you don't
right.
really get it.
Right.
And the guy did like a really cool job and you can see his icon on his Instagram.
Okay.
So we went and got him like an Xbox gift card for like $15, which I thought was kind of a steal.
Yeah.
And then the person, I don't know where he lives, but I guess he was just like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much.
Aww.
And Xander felt so good.
Yeah, he feels good.
He was
good.
Like, go check your thing. He had to, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Xander's really excited about that.
That's
but
awesome.
But other than that, like,
you know
that's
what?
His
listen,
whole, that's his kind of his life.
Like, yeah.
Roblox.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know. If they're the kids, yeah, he's interested in doing something and he's being creative and he's using his brain and stuff and he's smart about it. I don't know. What's the
– I don't know. There's something that nags at me like is it – I mean, he's spending a lot of time like playing video games.
Yeah, but
– But then I'm like, well, what else is he supposed to be doing? Like,
right.
I'm going to get them tennis lessons. They took one tennis lesson. I told you they really liked it, but it's mm-hmm. been hot as hell outside.
I know. And the
air quality.
Yeah,
like,
I
can't have them out playing tennis when it's, you know, 95 degrees outside.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I know my nephews, I watched them grow up. They were playing video games all the time in their room. But, you know, they were just like constant, Nicholas and Anthony. And they're still playing video games constantly in their room to this day, but they're functioning, working, married people. They're like these people, you know, everybody grows up saying, like, I spent my whole time in my bedroom. You know, people spend their most of their childhood in their rooms doing whatever.
I know. I mean,
you know, as a mom,
it's interesting because I read a ton, right? I read all the time as a kid. And in some ways, I think like, oh, it's actually – it's really good. I ended up being a writer.
Right.
You know, and I've written a lot of books and I didn't go to college. So I got all that from reading so much as a kid. On the other hand, I don't really read now. Mm. I mean, I listen to an Audible book now and then and I listen to podcasts and I get bored really easily even of podcasts. It takes a lot to hold my interest. So it's not like – it's not like that childhood experience really paid off and turned me into a much more thoughtful, like, person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I don't read anything hard. Like,
right.
I can't read anything that's, like, too much description.
Yeah.
I'm like, just tell me the story.
Right, right, right.
Right. I don't want to care about what kind of chair they were sitting
right.
in.
I hate that.
Get to the story.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
conversation, please.
Right, right.
That's why I like everything to be on a, you know,
yeah.
real.
Right, I know. I agree. I get you.
So I don't know if – I don't know what the answer is. You know
He's
what?
He's going to be fine.
This is an advice show, people.
I know.
Stop asking me what to do.
But you know what?
Yeah.
We can take a break right now and let's talk about OxiClean. Hey, we want to tell you about somebody new to us, OxiClean.
Mm-hmm. So listen, I've already been using this product.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Penelope, who you may also know as my dog, my terrier,
uh-huh.
sleeps on our bed. And I know
yes,
Phil sleeps on your
and
bed.
Phil sleeps on mine.
Yeah. And guess what? The sheets and the duvet cover get stinky.
Uh-huh. Starts to smell like a wet dog on my bed.
It really does. And I got to tell you, regular laundry detergent doesn't always rid you of the
no.
smells and leave your clothes smelling really fresh and leave your bedding smelling fresh.
I will tell you, my daughter will know if something is ours instead of one of her friends in a pile of clothes because she loves the smell of
yes.
our clothing.
Yes. I've used OxiClean odor blasters for all these problems.
That's right, me too.
And more on a regular basis,
yes,
and
yes.
my family thanks me for it.
Right.
It helps kill smells of like sweat, and we mm-hmm. both have teenage boys.
Yes.
You know how stuff can get
stanky
and musty. Mm-hmm. And also, the kids are using the towels every day.
Oh, my God.
And then leaving them outside.
And then they end
to
up
rot.
Smelling like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you need – busy households like us with all this going on need OxiClean. It's a great product. You got to try OxiClean odor blasters for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/TRYME for a free odor blaster sample while supplies last.
What else you got to lose? It's free, for God's sakes.
All right, we're back.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And what? Speaking of podcasts, are you listening? Anything?
So I don't want to turn this like political, but that's what I'm sort of interested in these days. So
yeah.
I'm listening to this podcast called The New Abnormal.
Uh-huh.
Which is from the Lincoln Project,
mm-hmm.
which is all the Republicans that are anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really – it's pretty good – I listen to that and then I listen to like my little Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
yeah.
get my mind poisoned
yeah.
by the
yeah.
libs.
Yeah.
So I do that especially just because it's
– Right.
getting
– It's getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then other than that, to escape, like this morning I was listening to 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 2020 as a podcast.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I sometimes don't love the way they edit, though, but it's the real 2020, so you're just listening to it. But
right.
if you're watching 2020, sometimes 2020 can feel like a hour-long trailer for 2020.
Yeah, I
like
know.
It's like the
I know.
Quickest
they do
sound
that.
Bites and then
yeah.
there's more music and then
right.
they're like – and it's almost like the whole thing is coming up.
Right, coming up.
And it's like, well, when are you guys going to slow down and tell the story
yeah,
with
exactly.
some longer inner
– Exactly.
It's a little – I like Dateline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to Invisible Choir.
Okay.
That's like Sword and Scale
mm-hmm.
but minus the problematic host.
So
the guy – this is like a little inside scoop. The guy from Invisible Choir,
mm-hmm.
whose name – I'm going to find the description. Oh, my God. I forgot his name.
What was the other one, the political one, Abnormal?
The New Abnormal.
Okay.
The reason I love The New Abnormal is because it's not – it's actually conservative. Well, one of them is conservative, Rick Wilson, and then he's on with Molly Jongfast,
mm-hmm.
who's Erica Jong – the famous writer,
yeah.
the feminist writer,
mm-hmm.
her daughter, she has quite a vocal fry, because John was listening to it first. He's like, there's this podcast I think you'd really like. He's like, but at first you're not going to enjoy the female host
uh-huh.
voice because she's very talks
My
like this.
Gosh.
But she's actually really smart and
mm-hmm.
she's funny. And so once I got past that
mm-hmm. –
and I like her because she's a mom. She's been sober for a really long
right.
time. She's very interesting. I just wish she would, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
work on that.
Yeah.
Vocal fry.
yeah.
But Invisible Choir, I do think you'd really like. The guy's name, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I can't remember his name. If you look it up, though, here's the thing. So apparently he was a writer mm-hmm. for Sword and Scale.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he was a really good writer. He wrote some of the best episodes of Sword and Scale. But then he left.
Right.
Over, I don't know, not my business.
Right.
My name's Paul. That's between y'all. But he does not have anything to do with that host of that show.
Right.
And his show's doing really well. And I think it really bugs
the other host.
Yeah.
Oh.
Named Mike Boudet. Hmm. But it's really good. So it's, to me, it's like the best episodes of Sword
right.
and Scale.
Uh-huh.
But minus any of the political rantings
right.
at the beginning and uh-huh. the opinions.
Yeah.
It's just like
basic.
It's like how when we loved Sword and Scale
right.
at the earlier right. episodes, it's like that.
Okay. Okay.
So you would love it.
All right.
Let's see. What about you? Are you listening to anything?
I was listening to the what's the one? White, nice white parents.
Oh, what did you think?
I'm only on the second episode. I like it so far. I know that you guys were all talking about it. I don't know. I like it so far.
The first episode is really good.
Yeah.
And I think the second episode is pretty good. And then I started to get annoyed
by the third episode
because they really simplify the problem to me.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on, like what went on in certain New York charter schools or however they were, is not the same thing as
– Yeah.
So listen, the whole first episode is about how these parents came
right.
into this sort of like a poorer school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So the parents come into this poorer school and they say, hey, we want to send like our white kids to
right.
your school.
Right.
But could you have like a French immersion?
Yes.
Instead of like what you guys are doing?
Right.
Like and then that'll make us come because I think there's like too much competition to get into some of the good
mm-hmm.
schools that are
yeah.
local to them. Right?
Right.
So, hey, we'll pour. And then they come in and then they act like they're doing everybody a big favor.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, we're going to take over the PTA. We're going to come in and like do our own fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just do your same little bake sale, but we're going
right.
to ask people with a lot of money, which is disgusting
mm-hmm.
and takes away the control that these people who have been
loyal
parents for a school
right.
for years and
right.
are like, we do things this way. You can't just come in and not run anything by us.
I know.
And like put in your own money for your own special little program for your special
mm-hmm.
snowflake kids.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get that
yeah.
on board. It's gross.
Right.
On the other hand,
mm-hmm.
villainizing?
Yeah.
The parents, they set this thing up where the principal is like, the school's going to go away. We
mm-hmm.
have no funding.
Right.
Like, we're going to lose the school. They're going to shut it down because we don't have any money.
Right.
So, but then you're like, well, how dare these parents come in here and put money into our school? Well, guess what? You weren't going to have a school.
Right.
So there's got to be some middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out. I'm not saying you should turn it into French immersion when
right.
these kids are like, we don't want French immersion.
Right.
I
right.
get it. But you can't be so mad that people are raising money for your school either.
Right.
When your school was literally in danger of going away and your mm-hmm. principal didn't know what to do about it.
Right.
And
so they don't get – I'm hoping that they get into that a little bit, like any kind of
– But they – this is the thing. They never mention the fact that this thing – the whole thing is set up that they were on the verge of losing this school because they didn't have funds. So – and then also just in my mind – it's just very different in other parts of the country.
Right.
Like we're not dealing with the same thing. And
yeah.
it's such a bigger issue.
My old charter school is completely – yeah, it was different. Yeah.
New York is a very separate
yeah.
situation.
Right.
And yes, do we have some of those problems in other schools? Yeah. I mean I dealt with that with my own kids
mm-hmm.
where it's like – I mean in a weird way, when my kids' elementary school was first set up,
yeah.
it was a lot of well-meaning white
parents,
financially
that, right.
able parents.
Right.
And part of the problem is that those parents came from a private school
mm-hmm.
and had very lofty goals.
Right.
And their intentions were good, but I would say I can understand it was a similar issue where – they have a lot of money
mm-hmm.
and they're like, we can afford to go to this really good school, but we're do-gooders
mm-hmm.
and we want that's accessible to all kids.
Right.
Okay. I get the fact that those parents don't really understand like the needs of parents that aren't able to send their kids. So what happens is you get these rich white parents that have the best intentions. But then like one of our first fundraisers for our school was a wine auction. The thing is they're a little out of touch with
like – don't know how to read the room.
Right. Like you want to have this school that – and the neighborhood was heavily Hispanic neighborhood. And that's who you're trying to attract. What you're doing is you're a charter school. You're trying to go into a neighborhood where people can't afford to send their kids to private school.
Right.
But they want what's better than their like failing elementary school.
Right.
So then you get people and you do a lot of outreach in the community and you go, hey, here's this school that's got this amazing like Reader's Writers program that comes from Stanford.
Yeah.
Like we're doing things that private school would do and it's free. Send your – apply to this school. And then I was one of the outreach people. So we would go around to like Head Start preschools where they have no money and we would explain to them about this program and this great school and it's free. And people would go, oh, it's free? Great.
Right.
But the problem is – you're not totally addressing like the community and the realities of that community.
Yeah.
And you're going, isn't this going to be great? We're going to do a wine auction.
Right.
And these parents are like, what?
Right.
So they don't – they're not a part
they're
of
not,
it.
Right.
And then it's like a learning curve where you go, the things that like a lot of the Hispanic families want and are used to is like more community events.
Yes.
Like where you're not – it's not just raising money. You're like bringing people together and doing – and then – so it doesn't always work that well.
Right.
And then when the school had a lot more of the actual population where we were – that we were aiming to get, people that were eligible for free and reduced lunch, the school didn't work as well.
Right.
Because it was kind of based on, well, we need these parents that have money and those parents start graduating from the school.
Yeah.
And then you don't have a workable thing that works for all communities.
Right, right.
But all I'm saying is I don't necessarily – I think they so simplified it.
Yeah. So they just focused on that one school and
– they focused on that being kind of the problem and that's the problem everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like, well, that isn't really the problem everywhere. That's so simplistic.
Right.
There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. There's more layers to
that aren't based on like, oh, these well-meaning white folks come in and take over the school. That's not what's happening everywhere. And it doesn't answer the problem. Like you've come up with no solutions.
Right, right. So
except
that's
to blame
Not
everybody is like these people in New York that are like, we're going to do French immersion. Anyway,
yeah,
I got so mad.
Yeah.
I would love for you to listen to more episodes and see if you're annoyed.
Okay. Okay.
And
if you
listen to it and you have an argument, like I'm only speaking from my perspective living in Los Angeles.
Right.
I haven't researched this.
Right,
I just know that it's really different
Your
here.
Your experience was different. Yeah, totally.
And believe me, I'm willing to look at I absolutely see the mistakes that were made even with our charter school.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get it.
Sorry. I just dominated. I just dominated the 10 minutes of the show.
It was a good show.
Let me ask you this before we wrap.
Yeah.
When you're having sex, if you are, like
– is this for an ad? Just kidding. Go ahead.
Do you ever like – or when you're just like getting yourself in the mood or whatever, do you ever have – like I know that I would imagine that a lot of married people or long-term or, you know – have to you imagine something and then you're like, I can't believe I'm imagining that. Like, do you ever have like, you know, just like your neighbor who's not even cute and you're like, that pops into your head?
Yes.
And you're like, that's what I'm imagining?
Right.
Like, having
you try
a threesome with these two weird old neighbors that I would never like. And then now you're walking down the street and you're like, oh.
I just envisioned you when I was having – well, yeah, you're trying to go for John Hamm, but instead you go for – yeah, by accident. And
yeah,
then you're like, wow.
The local realtor.
Right. Right.
And you're like, what happened? What is going
wrong? Well, that question came out of nowhere. Yeah, that happens.
Caitlin, what about you?
I can't say that does happen.
Are you at the point in the relationship where you drum up a little to like add a little to your, you know, because it gets same old, right?
I can't picture Caitlin.
You can't help. It gets same old. I don't care how.
Yes, it's like jacking off to the same magazine for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
So do you never like picture like a celebrity?
No.
Not John Hamm.
But
on.
To be fair, it has been a while since my girlfriend just had a baby, so I am waiting.
Yeah, okay, well, you guys didn't wait long the last time. What you're saying is you're not going for number three right now?
No, not quite.
Okay.
But you do remember back to when you did – when you were boning.
Yeah. I remember. I mean, I remember. I do it all the time. I mean, not all the time, but yeah, you start thinking about stuff and you're like, okay, well, I don't want to think about that. Now that's all you can think about.
Right.
And you're like, get that out of my brain. Yeah. And it's like, why am I thinking? This is what I'm thinking?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the things I could be fantasizing about to,
right.
get in the, to get going.
Yes.
That's what I chose. That's
right.
What my brain went for.
Right. And then as soon as you get on track, it's over.
Right. Yes. Yes. Then I'm like, you know what? Maybe during the day, I should be trying to think of better things that I could be thinking about later.
Right.
Like,
a lot of times I start thinking about things I got to do. That's what I do.
Yes.
I start going and like, can we wrap this up?
Yeah. Yeah. But I do feel like a while ago, many years ago, I had some better ones. Like, I remember – remember I had like hot dad from like preschool?
Oh,
even
yeah.
Even though I wasn't – remember I told you that eventually the guy kind of like – I started talking to him and I was like, no, you're ruining it.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
But I haven't had – there's nobody really
nobody
that I've seen or
– I know. That's the thing that sucks about quarantine. I loved working because there was always a cute guy in the – it would be exciting to go to work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're like hope that you're going to run into that guy or pass by him in the hallway and then you have something to think about when you get home and stuff.
Right.
But now it's like there's nobody. Like you can't run past – I mean, what am I going to – like with the Trader Joe guy, you know?
Yeah, and people on TV, it seems to –
nah, it doesn't work.
No, it's like –
yeah, because they're not looking
TV.
Back at you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You want it.
So now I'm stuck like all the people I encounter on my walk with Penelope in the morning. I'm like, really? I have to think about
and
you.
And Kaylin. I have to think about you.
Go
about your neighbor,
away.
The lady that yelled at you for being on
yes!
your phone. That's who you're thinking
I'm not
about.
Even gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what I'm working with? If anybody has any suggestions.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, this was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We have a few more shouts. Shout them out. Let's see. Oh, Rachel Kapp.
Ah.
I might need to get in touch with Rachel Kapp about my kids' math issues.
Mm-hmm.
So she's – if working from home with your kids has been a struggle, check out Kapp Educational Therapy Group. And it's Kapp, K-A-P-P.
Mm-hmm.
edtherapy.com or check out her Learn Smarter podcast and maybe get back on track. Maybe just check in with her, see if she can help you. Kathy Friend, we talked about her
mm-hmm.
earlier, but she says, have you always wondered what colors look good on you? Well, you can book a virtual color analysis appointment or just add some fun things into your existing wardrobe. You know, or you can book a personal shopping session. That's really cool. She can take you to different like sites, show you some stuff that you might like. Check her out at Kathy with a K, friend.com. Michaela Brennan, she's the LGBT Bar Association and Foundation.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Check out LGBTBar.org to see if you can help out with that. Letty Molina is going to get you your CBD. Go to hemp, H-E-M-P, works, WORX.com/L Molina and get some for
get
your dogs.
Some. Yes, it's good. It's I'm great like, for the dogs.
I need to get some. That reminds me I need to get some more
I
for
know.
Peepo. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. I love Sarah Dean. I'm going to see her this week on Zoom. Check out her show, shamelessmom.com. Check out her podcast. She's super funny. I love her.
Yeah.
Baby Quip.
This is a good thing. This is a great
– you going somewhere?
Yeah.
Probably not. But if you do, if you have to travel and you got to bring your baby and you don't want to lug all the stuff with you, Baby Quip can help you. They have full-size cribs, strollers, car seats, toys, and so much more. And they take their cleanliness very seriously. So go to babyquip.com and check them out. And last but not least, she's only got a couple more shout-outs till the end of the month.
Aww.
Our girl Lisa Domino White.
Oh, Lisa.
Her book is Bursting with Happiness. Guys, check it
go
out.
Go check it out.
Help out a fellow
Absolutely.
Listener. check out her book. She's Lisa's a professional speaker, coach, and blogger at thejoyseeker.com. Mm-hmm. And she's got some really good tips for you.
Yeah.
So check out her book. I think that's it.
Nice. Yeah,
that's it for this week.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Galen. Also, check out our sponsors, care.com/loud, hellotushy.com/FCOL, oxyclean.com/try me, and geico.com. Thanks, everybody.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Let me tell you about Geico. Did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So, what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, it's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.